When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. All right. So here we go. Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And get your requests in, and we'll do some fly jams coming up right after we break for the news here. Fly Jams Friday. Yeah. It's my my first request for Fly Jams Friday. Tony, let's get down. You got to love Tony. Yeah. All right. You know, DJ Shagru, Tony, you got to love Tony, because they spell Tony three different ways.
Very, very thoughtful of them.
That wasn't their big, that's a great song. Not a lot of people know that one, because their big hit was Feels Good. That
right,
was their,
right.
Which is a jam. So
quick offshoot, because I know we got people holding on.
Yeah.
But this takes me back to yesterday. Uh-huh. Or the day before, when we were talking about the fact that everybody in Top Gun had a nickname.
Right.
And a couple texters let us know is that because everybody gets a nickname, so that way if you have two marks up in the sky and you need one guy to make it a maneuver, you're not both
right.
saying Mark and both guys yeah. make the same maneuver.
Yeah.
So Tony, I wonder if had their own nicknames for each other in order to make hey, Tony, I need you to do this dance step over here. And then all three of them walk over.
The play that I did years ago called Live, there were six guys in it, okay? Three of them were named Mike. But one of them, Mike Beyer, he already had Beaver. He already had the nickname Beaver, so he didn't have to worry about it. So the other one was Mike. The other two were Mike Meredith and Mike Mazzara. So I would just call Mazzara when I was given direction or whatever. So, yeah, three Mikes. Half the cast named Mike. So, all right. Let's see. Here's a 630 area code requested this one. See, it sounds like a computer. Dan, see that? That's computer love, so they sounded like a computer was singing. That's Zap and Roger. Or is it Roger and Zap? Zap and Roger? I don't know.
I think it's Zap and Roger.
Zap and Roger. All right. All right. Here's Fly Jams Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, I was in a band with six guys. Four of us were named Bob.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Since you had Skip Haines on tonight, I decided to play Mitch Iliota along with the late, great Minnie Riperton.
Okay.
Here's Rotary Connections, 1969, cover of Sunshine of Your Love.
I've been waiting so long. Soon gonna be where I'm going. Somewhere in the sunshine of your love.
That's pretty funky.
You have to listen to that for a couple of times. At first, it sounds like it's a guitar player hitting that high B flat, but that's actually Minnie Riperton and her phenomenal voice.
Yeah, well, Minnie Riperton could hit notes that only dogs could hear.
Yes.
I mean, unbelievable.
And that was Mitch on bass. We lost him last year.
Yeah. All right, Bob.
Did you know there's a story out there that says that Jeremiah was the inspiration for Jeremiah was a bullfrog, and
For Joy to the World? From Hoyt Axton? Did he know Hoyt Axton?
Well, it says nobody confirms it.
Oh, I see.
Hoyt Axton says it was about Jeremiah the prophet, but it's also out there that it could have been John Jeremiah was pretty well known. He died a few years ago.
Yeah.
He's a great keyboard player. Right. He really makes that song.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, Nick.
Have a good
one.
All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Roosevelt on WGN. Hey, Roosevelt.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right, buddy. What's up?
I want to dedicate this one to Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah. His dad passed away.
His dad passed away last week.
Yeah.
And these guys had two great songs. I want to choose one of them, which is Just Don't Want to Be Lonely by the Main Ingredient with his dad, Lee.
Okay, here we go.
I just don't want to be lonely. I'd rather be loved and needed, depended on to give a love I can't give when you're gone. When you're gone, I just don't want to be lonely. I'd rather be loved. I'd rather have this.
Yeah. Good choice, Roosevelt.
Thank you, Nick.
Take care, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Tune out, bye.
All right. 312-981-7200. Yeah, Cuba Gooding Sr. Guy had a heck of a voice. Good soul singer. Wonder why Cuba Gooding Jr. didn't get into the music biz.
Does he sing?
I don't know.
Well, that could be it.
I mean, I'm assuming it would be better than Snow Dogs, even if he couldn't sing.
Anything's better than Snow Dogs. Could be a mime, that'd be better.
Snow Dogs. But there was another one called Chili Dogs, too. There was a movie.
A sequel to it?
I don't think it was a sequel.
Oh, okay.
I know that he was in, what was some of the other terrible movies? Was he in the boat movie with Horatio Sands? He was, wasn't he?
Yes.
Boat Village or?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Boat, Soul Boat?
Boat Trip.
Boat Trip? Snow Dogs? Yeah.
And then, wait, what's Chili Dogs?
I think Chili Dogs actually has Skeet Ulrich in it.
Is it about cold dogs?
I think it's about dog sledding as well.
Oh, okay.
Does feature Skeet Ulrich.
Who else is it?
I'm not listed. I've just got a description. Idealistic travel agent Kevin Manley, Skeet Ulrich, quits his job and leaves the subtropical confines of Southern California when he's notified he stands to gain an inheritance of 200 acres of Alaskan real estate from his late grandfather. There's a catch. He has to race in the Iditarod.
Do you think at any point he eats a chili dog?
No.
And then they go, chili dogs.
Don't eat it. Your dogs are chilly enough.
Yeah, and then the dogs go, whoop.
Huh?
But there's a catch. Local attorney Leslie Nielsen knows the property is priceless and sets out to stop Manley from competing the race by having Carter, a crazed competitor, sabotage his dog and equipment at every turn. What's worse, Bunny? Natasha Hanstritz, the lovely woman who teaches Kevin how to mush, finds out he's a Manly, and their families are in a just generations-old feud.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Wow. I think I'm going to watch this Chili Dogs rather than used cars.
Is this Don't Even Play Around? Is this like a mini-series? My God, what kind of plot? What's going on with this plot?
There's a lot going on.
Is it like 3.5 hours? A Chili Dog like 3.5 hours long? Did you say Natasha Hanstritz?
Yes.
Good Lord. You know who Nastasia Henstridge is? Species, which is a movie I've seen about 5 million times.
Is that on your punch card?
Yeah, it should be. It should be. Oh, hey, look, it's my dad calling in on a Friday. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Nick.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good.
What? How's Ma?
Doing good.
Good. All right. What do you got? You got a request?
Roadrunner by Bo Diddley.
All right. Here we go.
Come on, let's race.
Yeah, Bo Diddley. Dad, Bo Diddley was the best.
No, yeah. He played with Chuck Berry a couple times.
A few times,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. The dudes together were great.
And he played that rectangle guitar.
Yes, exactly.
Bo Diddley guitar. Great. Yeah.
That I don't know if I told you, I'm going to my first Gamblers Anonymous meeting.
Uh-huh.
I called a check on the time. They told me 10 to 1.
All right. You told that one already, Dad.
I know.
He's not going to use a new one.
I was thinking, it's not Monday. He saves the new material for Monday.
All right.
There you go.
It was jokey time. It was a jokey time. Nick's dad told a joke.
That's a little bonus joke, right, Dad? Hey, we lost my dad. There he goes. Make sure he's okay, will you? He might have dropped the phone or something. All right. Well, we got a little bonus joke from my dad. There you go. Called him to find out what it was. 10 to 1. Ow! My little finger. A little paper cut, I think.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we have to do weather and traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
by the way, Dan is the best producer ever. Chili Dogs running time, 1 hour, 26 minutes.
And all of that in that hour
amount of
26.
Time. It's less than 90 minutes long, and they tell that incredibly complicated story.
Movie magic. That's why you got into movie.
When I think movie magic, I think Chili Dogs. That's what I think.
Oscars. Overlooked. Such a shame.
Oh, man. He was swearing there, I think.
That's a big long stretch.
I think Nelly was swearing a little bit there.
I think they didn't even try to pretend like some other word.
Take his vocals out completely. it's my second request. I love this song. This song is great.
I used to listen to the song Driving Home from the Tweeter Center.
Ah, yes.
After work.
Hey, must be the money.
In my little 89 Volkswagen Cabriolet.
Wow. Wow.
Zooming down I-80.
There you go.
Going home.
Did he have the Band-Aid on his face when that song came out? He did, didn't he? Yeah, he must have, because that's pretty early in his career.
Yeah.
That was like his first big hit, wasn't it?
No.
No, take off your clothes because it's hot in the house.
No.
That was his later work. Country Grammar. Yeah.
Country Grammar. Was. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. It's hot in the house. Take off your shirt. That wasn't one of his first album.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is this one from the first album?
This is his first album.
Oh, all right. Oh, I thought the Take Off Your Shirt Because It's Hot was the first album.
How dare you call yourself a Nelly fan?
Oh, I didn't call myself a Nelly fan. I'm a fan of that song. And I like If It's Hot in the House, Take Off Your Shirt. I like that song, too. What was the other one? Grammar Patrol? What's it? What?
Country Grammar.
Yeah. Okay. Grammar Patrol.
Was it an educational song?
Mm-hmm.
For the kids?
Yeah.
So it's a song that Nelly made for the kids, so there's no lyrics at all?
It's
just a track. Yeah, that's it. Just a beat. All right. Hey, Bennett Wakenight, who produces all shows about business on the station.
Morning business.
And afternoon business.
Oh, really?
Lunchtime business as well. Morning business and lunchtime business. So he's breakfast and lunch businessman. And he's also funky because he requests some very funky songs on Fridays.
And
he's a very tall white guy with glasses, and you wouldn't expect a lot of the songs that he requests to request. So, DJ Shagru, do we have Bennett's next request?
That's the way every day goes. Every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land. So I'm someone to hold true.
Yeah.
Keep you cool and it's still alive. Won't let you down.
A little Frank Ocean, man. A little Frank Ocean. With Pink and White. Is Frank Ocean related to Billy Ocean?
They're
are they related?
Nephew, uncle.
Is that right? When the going gets tough. Remember that song?
No.
You don't remember When the Going Gets Tough?
I only know the Get in My Car.
Get out of my dreams.
head into my car.
Well, When the Going Gets Tough was from the sequel to Romance in the Stone, Jewel of the Nile, and we've talked about it before. That's the video where Danny DeVito and Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner are all the backup dancers and the singers. Like,
I'll have to look at my notes, but yes.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going. The hell happened to Billy? Where's Billy Ocean now?
He's hanging out with Frank Ocean, his nephew.
It's his nephew now.
They're uncle and nephew. Right? That's uncle, nephew, niece, no.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's usually how it works, Esmeralda.
For a second, I thought it was like some other word.
Did you get any sleep last night?
I got a little... I was just second-guessing my familiar terms.
All right.
Familial.
Your fill-in tonight ought to be interesting.
Oh, you're filling in again tonight?
Yes. Mr. John Hansen. Mr. Hambone Johnny.
For Hambone Johnny? Who are you filling in for?
With Hambone Johnny.
Who are you filling in for?
Matt Bubala.
Oh, Bubla. All right. So that's technically tomorrow morning.
Yes.
2 a.m. Tune in. All right, here's a little Curtis Mayfield from the 312 area code.
Just be thankful for what you got. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Woo-hoo. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean.
Yeah. Well, that Curtis Mayfield. He was the best. Best. All right, 708 area code requested this. Sade. You know, one of my favorite lines in Do the Right Thing is when Mookie is he's with Rosie Perez.
Yes.
And he gets the ice cubes, the scene where he gets the ice cubes and rubs them on her body and everything. And at one point he's rubbing it on her forehead and he goes, "Man, you got a real Sade forehead."
Oh,
he
no.
Goes, "You don't have a forehead, you got an 8-head."
Oh, jeez.
That's one of my favorite.
Got real lucky.
My favorite. He does in that scene.
She's probably like, "You know what? It's too late."
He's like, "Mookie!"
Oh, boy.
"Mookie!" All right, last one, real quick. Isley Brothers. Who's your lady? Who's that lady? Beautiful lady. Who's that lady? Lovely lady. Who's that lady? Real, real fine lady. Who's that lady? I would love to take her home, but her heart is made of stone. Gotta keep on keeping on. If I don't, she'll do me wrong. Yeah. There's always room for the Isleys and that fantastic guitar sound. The Isley Brothers rule.